Morning. Today's scripture reading will come from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Good morning. Well, if you will, can you please stand and let us offer a prayer? We've been sitting too long, I think it's better we, you know, strengthen our knees a little bit here. If you can, you don't have to if you're unable to do that. Let us pray. Our God and our Father in heaven, we again glorify you, Lord, for your Son Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this great blessings of being your children. Father, lead us as we look at the portion of the world this morning, Lord. Guide us that we'll be doers of those words and not hearers only. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please have your seats. So, Alice, thank you very much for reading the scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I think it's a popular verse. I mean, if I ask anybody to quote it from memory, I think there will be a lot of people who may be able to quote it from memory. That's a popular verse, yeah. It's always a pleasure to speak to Hebron Road Church of Christ when I'm called upon and I have the opportunity. I count it as a blessing. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity this morning. I would like to welcome our visitors. If you are here this morning visiting with us, you are highly welcome. This is the Church of Christ, and we strive to do things the Bible way, speaking only where the Bible speaks. Amen. This morning, our church is in transition, looking for a minister. I don't know how long the search team will work, but probably for several months. And as we are in this transitional period, I decided to tattoo a lesson here on what is a strong church. There are some things we need to look at as Hebron Road Church of Christ is striving to be a strong church, striving to serve the Lord as they embark on hiring their preacher. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, as Alice beautifully read, Paul said, "And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might." Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand the wiles, the deceit, the schemes of the devil. Put on the whole armor. The Lord God wants a strong church. I believe the desire of God for every congregation to be strong is the Lord's desire. And to be a strong church, you have to work at it. It's not easy. It takes work, it takes hard work. But God wants us to be a strong church. Hebron Road Church of Christ, how strong we are, are we? Are we strong enough to remove mountains? Are we strong enough to give sight to the blind? Are we strong enough because we have a huge building? What is a strong church? Apostle Paul, in verse 10 of our scripture, Ephesians 6:10, he used the word finally, my brethren. He said, finally. If I were, you know, saying something to you, I'm giving you a lesson or something, so finally, my brethren, it implies that I've been saying all the things in advance, isn't it so? I've said a lot of things, prior to that particular time. So Paul has said a lot of good things. Welcome to finally, my brethren. He talked about, you know, how the master needs to treat a slave, how husband and wife need to live, all these good things he has said before coming to finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. I look at this as, I could put it as the last words of Paul. If somebody tells you, finally, in a sense, that is his last word. Our last words taken very easily or very seriously. Very seriously. If my dad or my mom, may their souls rest in peace because they are no more on this earth. If my mom or my dad was to come and say, well, Alfonso, my son, come and listen to my final word. I have to take that to heart. Very, very serious. So Paul, after saying all these good things, he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Strength in the Lord is very, very important. God wants strong churches, strong congregations. But how can we attain it? This morning, I want to first of all deal with what a strong church is not. There are some who have the notion, some who have the belief that a strong church should have certain marks, should be identified by certain characteristics, certain marks. You know, when you have these marks, then you're a strong church. But it's not the Bible that can define what a strong church is. Amen? Some believe that a strong church is to have great physical riches. A strong church is not having physical riches. It's not. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, we read of the church in Revelation called the Church of Laodicea. The Church of Laodicea is a very wealthy church. But God said, Jesus said that you do not realize how poor spiritually you are. They were spiritually poor. They were poor and they thought they were rich, though they were rich physically. And so having physical riches does not qualify a church or congregation as strong. What is a strong church? As Edmund wrote and Bart saw, you know, having another preacher that will strengthen this church, that will motivate this church to do more than what she's already doing. What is a strong church? A strong church is not having a well-furnished, huge building with all the glittering lights that you can think about. The candles have all that. Isn't it? Oh yeah, I told you the last thing, one of my sermons I was listening to, witnessing the mass on TV, you know, the St. Peter's Basilica. I saw the building, and the building is magnificent. It means that the Catholic Church is very strong in the Lord, right? But you don't want to answer me? Amen? So when the building is magnificent, that means the church is very strong. Isn't it so? No, that's not what the church says. What then is a strong church? A strong church is not having, you know, a church park with rich people. If you feel that the members are so rich, you know, you got all the millionaires in that church, then the church is strong. You have all these, you know, celebrities from California, from all over America, that they are in that church. The church is very, very strong. This is a very strong church. I believe God's Holy Spirit is upon this church. No? That does not make a church strong. What then is a strong church? as well as admonishing us, finally, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes, the devices of the devil. A strong church is not speaking in tongues. It's not a church that is speaking in tongues and performing miracles. Some believe that when the church speaks in tongues, then the church is strong. When the church performs miracles, I don't know whether they are real miracles to them. Miracles are pastoral gifts. It was a gift, you know, to offer in the fullness of the gospel. It was not a thing that will continue to the end of time. So because the church speaks in tongues, some believe it's a strong church. How do I even know whether the tongues they are speaking is a real tongue or a false tongue? What is a strong church? As we strive in the morning to do beyond what we are doing in our Hickman world, what is a strong church? That the Apostle Paul is admonishing us to be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. A strong church is beyond those things. Those physical riches, magnificent tongues, performing great miracles, having all these celebrities in your church, having the billionaires and the millionaires, Warren Buffett and all these Bill Gates and all these guys being the church is a strong church. It is beyond that. What then is a strong church that the scripture says should be? A strong church, according to the scripture, is a church of a converted membership. Hallelujah. A church that is converted to no one but Jesus Christ. You know, I'm a currency trader. I trade a forex market. I do some education, and that's what I do. If I buy the dollar, sometimes I sell the dollar to convert it to euro. If the dollar currency is converted to euro, it doesn't become euro dollar. If the dollar is converted to euro, it becomes what? Euro. That is conversion. Changing one thing from one state to another. It's a total transformation, a total change. So, being a Christian, being a child of God, if a church wants to be shrunk, that church has to be converted to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There should be a total U-turn, if I may put it that way. A strong church, converted to the Lord. Converted to the Lord and none other. A strong church is a converted church. It's a converted church. When we are converted to Christ, we change from being ourselves to being like Jesus Christ. When I'm converted, when Alfonso is converted to Jesus Christ, he no longer becomes Alfonso. Alfonso now has teachings about being like Jesus Christ, that conversion. I can be converted to Christ and I say, I'm carrying on my Alfonso ways. So carry on the same ways that I have carried on as a church, as a Christian, as a child of God. No. Then I'm weak. I'm not strong. I need to be converted to Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. What is a strong church? Hickman Road Church, can we say we are strong? That's a question for all of us. Or can we say we are weak, or can we say we are getting there? We live a transformed life, total transformation, when we are converted. I told you about the currency conversion. You know, when one currency is changed from one thing, you know, I mean, it becomes a currency completely. Yeah. It becomes a currency completely. So that's how we're doing the currency market. You know, you buy one country's currency and, you know, sell it and sell and buy and change it, you know, just like that. It's total conversion. I hope we got a lesson then on the conversion. I'm reminded of a story of the king of the forest, the lion. The lion was, as the story goes, the lion was one day walking by in the forest, and the lion saw this big butcher knife, and this knife was covered with blood, and lion's last blood. Is it so? That's what they feed on. So the lion got attracted by the blood on the knife. He said, "Oh, good food. Let me go and get some food." And the lion began to lick that blood, and the knife was very sharp. And the lion licked the knife till the lion cut his tongue, but he did not realize that the tongue was cut. And the lion licked the blood, not knowing the blood the lion continued to lick was the lion's own blood. The lion licked his own blood till finally the lion bled to death, and he dropped dead. The implication of this story is that when one is converted, one has to do away with sins. Sin is very sweet, sin is attractive. And sin is so sweet, you know, sometimes when we are in it, we don't want to leave it. We need to say no to sin when we are converted to Jesus Christ. And strive, the only thing Paul said, there was one thing I wish to know among you, Corinthians, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That should be our motive as Christians when we are converted. But sad to say, some Christians behave like this lion. They are attracted by the things of the world. They are attracted by certain things in the world that, you know, they are the greed it takes them. And that greed leads them to sins of no return. Amen? A strong church. What is a strong church? A strong church is a converted church. A church that is converted to Jesus Christ. A church that says, "Yes, I will follow the Lord." That is a strong church. Amen. What is a strong church? A strong church is a church refer to as, you know, a church with a faithful membership. The members are faithful to their Lord and Master. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 tells us, "And be ye faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." God wants us to be faithful. Not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday night, not just on Mondays, but the 7 days of the week. Hallelujah. We need to be faithful at all time. Faithful Christian. A faithful membership. That should be our utmost concern to please the Lord our God. When we are faithful members, we don't let anything else get in the way of our Christianity. When we are faithful to God, our jobs will not stop us from coming to church. When we are faithful to God, we'll work around our schedules at work. When we are faithful to God, we'll not give petty excuses, "Oh yes, because of this, I cannot come." No. Because on the day of judgment, there will be no excuses. God will not listen to these petty excuses I'm giving. Praise the Lord. There is a day coming, my people. Do we know that judgment day is coming? Oh, hit me, well, I'm sure you know, man. You didn't answer that. We know that it's coming, right? Oh, yeah, judgment day is coming. Well, yes. We need to prepare ourselves. Faithful membership. How faithful are we as a congregation first, and then as individual disciples or individual Christians. Let us show our faith. We are doing good, but let's go beyond what we are doing. A strong church is a church with a loving membership. It's a love makes the world go round. It's a church with a loving membership. A church that loves inside and out. A church that spreads its love inside the church building and spreads it outside. And Hickman Road is doing well. You know, we got heard of the Japa ministry. That's a very good ministry. We got a very plus in that. I'm very good plus in that. That's a very good ministry. Feeding those homeless. That is an act of love. A loving church with a loving membership is a strong church. What happens to one happens to all. There is this weak, this is a deep weak feeling. Because we are all one. Why did Jesus, Paul on his way to Damascus, Jesus, I think Ron mentioned that in his sermon last week, Jesus said, Paul, you are persecuting me, but actually you're persecuting the church. So that which are happening to the church, wasn't happening to Jesus Christ? Yes. So it comes to the membership of the church. When one member is hurt, the body is hurt. So a strong church should have a strong, loving membership. So if we want to be a strong church, it is mandatory that we love one another, that we spread our love inside and outside. Then the church will be strong. Inside and outside. It's good to have magnificent buildings, but it's not enough. What is a strong church? A strong church is a church with an attendance member, an attendance membership. A church whose members are present during service. And thank you all so much. I see a lot of people here. The church is, it's crowded. That kind of proves that, we are strong. If we are not getting there, we are trying to get there. We are striving. So it's a church with an attendance membership. We need to be here to assemble together. The assembly is very, very important. There is so much importance to church assembly that I cannot overemphasize. In Hebrews 10:25, Paul told us, do not forget the assembling of yourselves together. That's how important it is. If we fail to assemble, we say, because of a small day, I won't come. Because of the rain is so serious this morning, so I won't come to church. Who do we expect to be there? We expect Mark alone to be here or Mary alone to be here? Nope. We all have to come. And I'm glad that you came this morning. So a strong church is a church of an attendance membership where the members attend. It's a strong church. Amen. If we keep ourselves away from the church, we extinguish our spiritual fire. It is a good thing that we have fire extinguishers in our home. And that's a good thing and throw it away. No. We need our fire extinguishers in our home to pull off physical fire. But in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need no extinguishers. Hallelujah. We do not need spiritual fire extinguishers in the church. The church of Jesus Christ needs to be on fire. We don't need to put a fire off. We need no extinguisher. So if you stay away, you are not attending, You make yourself a target of the devil. Because you are not fellowshipping with the disciples. You are not fellowshipping with your fellow brothers and sisters. And so you're like, you know, our charcoal, you know, our charcoal. The group of charcoals burning together, and they take one and put it one side. That one will just go off and lose its fire. We need to come together as a church, attend these services. They will become a strong church. Hallelujah. What is a strong church? A strong church is a church with a united membership. The members work together, they are united in the things of God. They want to follow the word of God to the letter. That's why the Church of Christ was restored. That's why members of the Church of Christ got so weak of denominationalism. They got so weak of all these party system. I mean, all these things are on scripture. And that's how these restorers came together. They decided to restore the Church of Jesus Christ. Because we wanted to be united. We wanted to follow the law. Follow the mercy of the Lord. That is a true church. Sometimes, we give excuses. We give excuses. Oh, I can't come to church because, you know, of X, Y, and Z. I can't come to church because, you know, of the, as I said, because of the rain and the snow. But you cannot boycott your work. I mean, let me ask a sincere question. Can we boycott our day job because of snow or the rain? I mean, let's be sincere here, man. Why don't we do that? We don't do it because of fear, right? Is that the right word? Yeah, because of fear. We are afraid to be fired by our bosses. Is it so? Do we realize that our bosses someday stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ? And give account of the things done in this life? If we can be so afraid of our bosses to the point of going to work on snowing day, raining day, and well, I feel, should we have more fear for the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth? And be here when it's time to meet with the Christians? God desires the greatest fear. Because we will have to give account someday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is the true church? The church, as I said, is united in the things of God. And finally, a strong church is a church that puts on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, verse 11. I'm sorry, Ron is not here. He's old Mediterranean. I expected Ron to be here. But I think Roger to be in the Mediterranean. Those of you who have served in the Mediterranean before, you know the importance. Okay, I see your hand up there. Thank you, brother. You know the importance of armor wearing. Is this so? Can a sound Mediterranean soldier go on the battlefield without those armors? No, without the armor. No. He has to wear those gears, you know, that will protect him from the bullets. So God is saying, well, put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand the wiles, the deceit, the schemes of the devil. I mean, do we think we are wrestling, we are fighting against a weak enemy here? No. If the enemy was so weak, God wouldn't have said, well, put on the whole armor of God. Can we use half armor in this battle? It's impossible. Can we use quarter of an armor in this battle? It's impossible. God said we should use the whole armor of God to withstand the schemes of the devil. And there are seven armors. If you go down in the succeeding verses, the first armor you have to wear is a belt of truth. The belt of truth. A strong church should wear the truth around its waist all the time. Hallelujah. When a church wants to be sure to be pleasing to the Lord, it has to uphold the truth of Jesus Christ. The belt of truth, the first armor. The next one is the breastplate of righteousness. The church of Jesus Christ has to strive to be right all the time. And we can only strive to be right by looking at this book. We can't be right by reading the newspaper or Divine Register. No. We can't get our doctrine note from New York Times. We have to read the Bible to get that breastplate, that breastplate of righteousness. We have to research the Word of God all the time. Another part of our weapon is the shoes. The shoes of preaching the gospel. That shoe had to be on our feet so that we can take the gospel from the, and to the dying world. That makes the church to be shrunk. The shield of faith. The shield of faith has to do with total reliance on Jehovah God. Having that faith that God will take us to the other side. Total reliance. The shield of faith. They will have the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation protects our hair. When I got my hair covered with salvation, death has no power. Hallelujah. That's why those soldiers wear the helmet, so that the hair can be protected. Because when the bullet penetrates the helmet, you are dead. The helmet of salvation. They will have the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God. That will pierce what? Divide asunder. Join some marrows. Crushing the enemy apart. For the church to be shrunk, it has to have the whole armory of God. Listed in Ephesians chapter 6. And then finally, we need prayer as a weapon, prayer of perseverance. It is prayer in this battle that will lead us to the end of the battle to win. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't go to a battle with the thinking that you will lose this battle, no? You enter the battle with the thinking that I will win this battle, even if you know that you won't win, so I will win. You gotta be positive. So a true church needs to be prayerful. These seven items, there's a lot can be said about them, but it can't be said in this sermon. But these are the seven items, you know, I mean, as our armor, as Christians, if we want to be strong in the Lord, as Paul said, those last words of Paul, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, not half, not quarter. Put on the whole armor of God that you will stand the evil darts, the schemes, the devices of the devil. So that when that day comes, you'll be able to stand. Because what? You are clothed with God's armor. Hallelujah. What is a strong church? There's a lot that can be said about a strong church. But it's my hope that these few points will help us to motivate us, you know, as we strive as church at Hickman Road. I mean, I'm happy that we are talking about evangelism. I'm very happy I was very true about the lesson this morning. And we thinking about, you know what I mean? Trying to do a lesson on personal evangelism next week, that's a very good thing. We need to be thinking inside and thinking outside. That will make us a strong church with all these other things, you know, that I have mentioned in this lesson. May God bless us and help us, give us the strength to be strong Christians and ye a strong church. So that when Jesus comes, heaven, that place, I'm going to prepare a place for you. When I'm done preparing that place, what did he say? I will come back and do what? Receive you unto myself. And what? That where I am, there you may be also. Isn't so? That is our hope. Let God help us to be people of strength in his church so that more souls can be won. If you are here this morning and haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, the water baptism is ready. You can come forward to sing our song of encouragement, song of invitation. If you need prayer for strength, for this battle, for this warfare, you can also come forward. And we as a church will pray with you so that we all can fight this battle together. We can fight and try to defeat this our arch enemy called Satan. Remember, we need the whole armor of God to defeat this guy. He is very tough. But with God's help, with God's strength, with God's direction, I believe we can conquer Satan. But we need to be a strong church by doing these things online in this lesson so that we can defeat Satan. May God bless us. Thank you for listening. And please stand up and sing our song of invitation. And if you have any requests, we can come forward. Amen. Thank you.